So we have the classic case of Nezuit Mitocho, where you have a star or a get that the Edi Chasima are puzzled and the Krovin, the Psulim. That's the case of Nezuit Mitocho that we're usually familiar with. The case in Sanhedrin, you have a star Matana that the two Edim were Krovin to one another. And here the Gemara is applying the rule of Mizuit Mitocho to a case of Chasimas Rogashma in a get. So Tosis asks, what is the connection? I understand well the basis of Mizuit Mitocho, the Psul, if you have Krovim of Psulim, because the fact that you could use these Edom as a Raya, subsequently, if Edom is Sira, you don't want to use them, they're not around. You can always use Edi Chasima as a raya in order to have a raya that this took place, a transaction took place, and you're going to be able to be matir the woman or nisuin or be motzi mamon al pi edim that are puzzle. That is a improper thing. Tosis brings from the Gemara Yevamos that even though the mice of the basement is still be mechabin to what is ultimately true, but the process is flawed, that is considered to be an avra, and we don't want that to happen, and that's why there's a psul mezuit mitocho over there. But Tosis asks, when it comes to the issue of chasima shelo rishma, Tosis says, the edim are kasher, they just wrote shelo rishma, mata kala yesh bekach and mismoch aleya. What is the problem if we use them later, the raya? After all, the edim are kasher. So Tosis' point is, that if you have a chasima shelo rishma, Tosis is saying with Rabbi Elazar, a chasima shelo rishma, according to Rabbi Elazar, is kasher araya. Correct? If a chasima of Edom shelo rishma is kasher araya, then why is there a problem here of Mizuit Mitocho? So one way to learn pshat in Tosis, this is how many understand it, but Yeshua apparently learned pshat this way, is what Tosis is therefore saying, is that there's nothing to get off the ground here. If you have Edom Asan Shelo Rishma, and Rabbi Elazar is the one who says that the Chasav is Ksiva, so Chasimas Edom Shelo Rishma is not in any way deficient. There's no Pagam in the Gad. There's nothing wrong here. There's nothing wrong with using these Edom as a Raya. Because there's no din of chasima rishma at all. That would be one way to understand Tosis. So what's mezuit mitocho? After all, the kasher araya, there's nothing wrong here in the chasima. Now let's follow through. So Tosis says maybe the problem is that if you allow chasima shelo rishma, then you might also have a situation where you have the Edom sign before Ksiva, which is certainly a problem. There you have no Edus at all. And therefore, they said, Chasima Shelo Rishma is also no good. That's the issue. So what does this have to do with Mizuit Mitocho of Kol V'Chasel? So how is this considered? It's a stomach zera. You don't want to use a Chasima Shelo Rishma because it might come to have Chasima Kodem Siva. So what would be the Pshat and Tosfos? This Ein Lomer. So you have to say, L'chora, that it all has to come down to the problem that you might use this as a riot. Because that's what Mizuit Mitocho means in the case of Karev Apostle. So in this case as well, it has to do with that issue. So you could say it really in two different ways. I think the way we emphasized first yesterday would be the following. That in a case of Chasima Kodem Ksiva, where the Edom signed before there was anything written. So why is that a problem? You have Edom Ksiva anyway. The text is, yeah, but certainly you couldn't use such Edom as a riot. They didn't sign on any real document, nothing was written yet. So obviously, in the case of Chasima Kodem Ksiva, we have the classic Mizuit Mitocho, no different than Karev Apostle. A chasima that is not a real chasima, that's no edus, certainly couldn't work as a raya. And therefore, that's certainly going to be pasul the raya, and because you might rely on it as a raya, so we're going to have to disqualify a get that has a chasima kodim ksiva, even though I have eidim ksiva. So, as, and since chasima seroris smart could read to a situation of chasima kodim ksiva, so in order to preserve that takana of chasima kodim ksiva, which is possible because you might rely on this chasima as a raya, so they have to expand that takana to include a psu chasima seroris smart, even though it seems like open like gzera l'gzera. But sometimes you find that if the second gzera is built in as part of the first gzera, and if you don't have the second, you're not going to really going to have the first, and these two things are similar, lo lishma and chasim kodim ksiva, it's sort of interchangeable, one could lead to the other in a very strong, direct way. So part of the takana of mzeit mitoch of chasim kodim ksiva had to also encompass a psu chasim lo lishma. So therefore, again, the case of Yismach Raya is playing out in the case of Chasim Kodem Siva, but as part of that, they pass Chasim Shalo Lishma. That would be perhaps one way to understand it. Let's wait for a second. We'll come back in a minute. Perhaps a second way to see what Tosus would have meant here in the In Lomar. Tosus doesn't write this. Because Tosus says, then it shouldn't only be by get. You can have the same svara, same problem, by Shash does too, that if you have Chasim Kodem Siva, it's certainly no good, and again, the same issue. And therefore, they should pass the Chasim Shalom Lishma all the time. So why is it only by get? So Tosis concludes by saying, okay, so this is the issue. Chasima Shalom Lishma Mizeyef Mitocho is because Ikar Migza Chasima Atuk Siva. If you have chasima shelo lishma, you come to do ksiva shelo lishma. So l'chora, what does Tosis mean? That there's a new problem in chasima shelo lishma. The problem is that you're going to come to do ksiva shelo lishma, and that's certainly no good. So what does Tosis mean? So there's a problem of Agzeira atu ksiva. How does that lie in the words of the Gemara? That's the obvious question. The Gemara says, Modi Abarazza Mizayif Mitocho. Abarazza's Mizayif Mitocho is a case of karvo pasul. And you can't have such a star, such a get, because you might rely on the Eidim Lerai, Tosis said. That's the takala over there. And what do we have over here? A problem of Chasima Shalom Lishma, because you might mistake this and say you can do Ksiva Shalom Lishma. Stop Gzeira. So what? That's called Mezeif Mitocho. I mean, Gzeira. Stop Gzeira. So the Gemara is filled with Gzeira. Why does the Gemara label this as Mezeif Mitocho? We have a problem. Gzeira, Chasima Shalom Lishma, Ksiva Shalom Lishma. So that's what the Gemara refers to as Mezeif Mitocho. Very strange. I mean, so the Rosh Hashanah really is bothered by this. I mean, Mizayit Mitocho is like a code for all kinds of Xeris. That's what it means. Mizayit Mitocho sounds like it means that you could rely, you might, even though everything is fine, you don't really need this thing, but you might rely on it. Rely, there could be a mixer that will come out of it. Good. So that's specifically where we find that carnival pasul, Tosis began. And now Tosis ends up by saying, Xeira atu ksiva. So stop Xeira. So, why is the Gemara labeled that as Mizayit Mitocho? So Chora, yeah.
Maybe a question on what we just said before. Why does Lishma have anything to do with the idea of writing, signing again before writing?
Because you're not fully aware of the facts, right? In both cases, you're not fully aware of every detail. In Ksiva, seen before Ksiva, you're not really signing to anything. There's nothing there yet. You're not fully informed about all the details of what's going on.
So. Why would not allowing one thing then?
No. One could descend into the other. Yeah. If the fact that you're not fully informed, you don't know the names of the woman, face, you're not signing the Shema, so that could also lead you to have another laxity in Chasima, that it's not going to be signed and you write afterwards.
That's a general rule, though. You're saying that.
Yeah, but I mean this. But that already we said. How's that? Yeah, that's Tosus Tash. That's correct.
That is correct.
And that problem would be true by all stars. But that's what Tosus rejects, that pshat. Tosfos rejects upset because it wouldn't be limited to get.
What did Tosfos think before when he was introduced?
No, okay, that's Tosfos speaking it all out. It doesn't mean Tosfos had it, you know. Tosfos, don't think like that because then it wouldn't be limited to get. I don't know. Yeah.
Couldn't we just say that Zuf Mitoko is just representing a category of
Tosfos? Yes. Yes, more or less is what Rashash says. Yeah, it's basically something is fishy, something is problematic, something you can, you know, you can start nitpicking and saying it's not good for this reason, for that reason, whatever, you know, kind of problem you can attribute that could come away from this chasima is a label as Mizuyif Mitocho. Good, one could say like that. Or perhaps one could say a little bit different. And one could say like this, that really it boils down to the same point as before, in the beginning, in the case of Karva Pasul. What was the point over there? I have a chasima that can be, unfortunately, can be, right, it can be used as a raya, and it's pasul a raya. That's what Mizuyif Mitocho means in the classic case of karvo pasul. So what do the Tosfos be saying? Tosfos is saying the following. We have not been yesterday. Every get, really, you can describe it in two ways. Not in two ways, but two components to it. A get is a sefer krisus. It tells us a story. It describes how a transaction is taking place. Reuben is Megara Shreya. To that definition of get is where you talk about a raya of a get. When the get speaks about what happened, it's the fact that the get is talking about a story and attests to that story. But that's what Sefer Krisus is. It's a story that it's telling us. But then the halacha of being Megarish means that you take that document that tells the story, you give it to the woman, and that affects the chalos gerushin. How do you megarish a woman? You write the story of gerushin in the get. You write how you're being megarish the wife, and then you megarish her by giving her this document. Now, when we talk about lishma, there's a din lishma. Now we're talking general, right? There's halacha of lishma. So that halacha of lishma, whatever ksiv achsima, whoever holds that there's a problem with lishma, whatever extent there's a problem with lishma, what does that mean? Does that problem of lishma by get, if you don't have it, does that speak to the definition of a get as a sefer krisus? Those, this shalom lishma has no kashrus in terms of being a sefer krisus, in terms of being able to be made on what it's saying. If I have a shalom lishma here, then that shalom lishma means I don't have a kashrus get here as a sefer krisus. Or no, in terms of the notion of it being a sefer krisus and as a definition that it's a star, it's like every other star, in which case the lishma is not required. But the problem is that since a get as a sefer krisus is meant to create gerushin, so to the extent that I have a shalom lishma, what's the deficiency is in the koach of that part of the get to create gerushin. If you need this to make gerushin, if I don't have lishma, I don't have the potential to make gerush. That's a way, two ways you can understand what exactly is a chesaron of shalosh. Where does it lie? Does it lie in the get? I understand typically there's no nafkamina. In other words, to the extent that it's not, it doesn't have a kol chagarish, so you're not going to be able to have a story to tell pashtus, right? But you see, we'll see the nafkamina in just a second. But where does the chesaron lie? The Brisker Rav went his way and said nafkamina would be in terms of a ir balashtar. Ir balashtar can only be on something that's negir the kashrus of the shtar of the get. If it's something that's negir and the gerush in itself, then it's not for the baal to be ma'ar any more than any erechav. Good, that was where he went with this. But that was the chakir that we posed. Is the chesaron lishma chesaron in the koach gaish that lies in this get, but not in the get per se as a document to be made on gerushin, in terms of the kashrus of the edus, the etzem, that alone, shalom lishma doesn't bother me? Or does the shalom lishma of get become embedded in the sefer krisus of the get? In other words, in the koach haraya, that could, if I would have, for example, a gerushin lishma that I have here anyway, a proper gerushin, and now I want to know, but can I use a particular cheluk of the get to tell me the story of that gerushin? The answer is, if shalom lishma is absurd in the ability to tell me the story, then I don't have a right either. For l'chora, we could say the following at the end of Tosfos. Tosfos says that I have a gzeira chasima atuk siva.
What is, how does that fit with Mizuyik Mitocho? Tosha starts by saying Mizuyik Mitocho is you're going to rely on it L'raya. So, and here's Samak Zera, Chasima Tuxi. But the answer is, what you have here in a case of Chasima Shalor Shema is a, what we did was we parceled this Chasima. If we parceled this Chasima, what did we parcel this Chasima? We parceled this Chasima in terms of its koach of Eidus, in terms of its being made on Geirus. In other words, here we're assuming that the Tzul of Shalorus, the Tzul of Shalorus Ma, in the context here, it's talking about, right, when the reason they passed it out to Tziva, but they passed it to Shema, what did they do? They took away the Koach in this Chelik of the Get to tell us the story of Gershon. We can't have the story of Gershon told through this Chasima. Which means, therefore, the following, that the problem ultimately does not lie in the Gershon. Why not? Because the Maisa, I have a Shema in the Chasima, but according to Rabbi Lazar, remember, I don't need the Chasim. So I have enough in this get to make Gershin without this Chasim. So granted, right. I have a Chasim Shelo Lishma. And I paso the Chasim. Because it might come to Ksiva. Where did they paso? They didn't paso. They paso this Chasim as an Edus. Now that I have a psul and the chasim of the Abis, but I have it. But meanwhile I do Gershon with the rest of the get. So what's the problem? The problem is, but I want to rely on this later. If I don't have Eidim Mesira, I have Eidim Mesira. But I don't have Eidim Mesira for Raya. I use the Eidim Chasim as a Raya. And given the fact that the chasim is puzzle, it's puzzle as a shtar Gershon, it can't tell me a Raya. So where did Tosus change from the Kasha to the Teretz? What was Tosus saying in the beginning? Tosh is saying, what do you mean? There's no problem in using him as a raya. What do you mean? It's Shelo Lishma. What was Tosh's kasha? The answer is, because Tosh is asking according to who? Who are we dealing with? Doing Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says, there's no problem with Chasima Shelo Lishma, Fektosis. Because according to Rabbi Lazar, the chasav means ksiva. So the whole thing Lishma is only on ksiva. So I have a perfect Chasima. So why can I use it as a raya? So what's the comparison to Karbal Pasul? There I have a problem using it L'raya because I have a real psul in the Eidus. But here I don't have a psul in Chasima because Chasima doesn't need to smoke or travel us. And says Tosfos, no, because since I have a reason to be Goza Chasima to Ksiva, that could lead to Ksiva Shelo Lishma, so therefore, Midrabanan, we passed the Chasima. We passed the Chasima, we passed it as Eidus also. Well, that the Shelo Lishma affects the Eidus of the get. And therefore, what do I have? Now it goes into the Kav, Mizuyik Mitocho, just like Karbal Pasul. Because what's the problem? I'll use it, L'raya. And really, now that would be the Ve'en Lomer as well, just before. In other words, the Ve'en Lomer of Tosis, that what would happen, I might come to do Chasima Kodem Ksiva. Has that fit Mizuyik Mitocho? So before we said, because in the case of Chasima Kodim Siva, I pass the Chasima because I'm going to use the Raya in order to preserve that Isser, that Kana of Chasima Kodim Siva, which was a Xera that you might use the Raya, they also extended it to Chasima Shelo Lishma. Now you could say the other direction. Chasima Shelo Lishma was disqualified because it might lead you to do Chasima Kodim Siva. So now that I've disqualified Chasima Shelo Lishma because it's going to lead to Chasima Kodim Siva. So now I don't have a potential raya in this chasim. So now I don't let you use this get because I might end up relying on the chasim or the raya, and it's improper raya because it's disqualified as being able to be made on the story. Even though it's being made on a gerushin that came about through the rest of the get, which was fine, and I don't need the chasim to create gerushin according to Rebbe, I have it in the sira, but as a raya, it has to tell me about the gerushin. And it's an avla to use improper edim to give me a raya, as Tosfos says. That's from the Gemara Yevamos. You need to do up the edus kasha. I don't want to use, and it's improper edus. The edus is disqualified because they disqualified it. Either because it could lead to chasim b'kodim siva, but that Tosfos doesn't like because then it should be by ostars. Or as Tosfos concludes, because since it might lead you to the Shelo Lishma, that is why the chachamim passed the chasim b'Shelo Lishma. when we passel, what did they passel? They passel the this as an avis. So now it goes into the gzera and say mitocho in the sense that it might be used right. So in other words, rather than sort of asas, that it's simply an umbrella expression. Zeif mitocho, whatever you're going to say, there's a problem. Maybe the chesim is a problematic. That's from zeif mitocho. It's a bit strange. Rather, seich zeif mitocho means gzera that you're going to be samech on at l'raya. What's the problem using it l'raya? Tosis in the question was, no problem, but the Rav says Yomi Chasima Lishma. The Torah says, no, there's a problem in this Chasima. There's a problem in the Chasima, it's Pasa L'Raya. It's Pasa L'Raya, there's a problem in having it in the get, because you might rely on it, L'Raya. This would be one way that we could go through this Tosis, and without seeing anything else, this could be the way Tosis understands the Sugya. So everything boils down to you'd be Samach and L'Raya. And the only question is, why is it Pasul L'Raya? Tosis told us in the end of the Tosis why it's Pasul L'Raya. Yeah. If you look at Tosis Arash, clearly this is not the way he understood this at all. Let's go backwards in Tosis Arash. Right? Tosis Arash, he asked Tosis Kasha, and he ultimately arrives at the Teretz, but look at the way he says it in the end. You can't start finessing the Rush and Tosis Arash that we just said. The Nero of the Pharisees, so listen to what he says. The Russian does this. The Chihechi de Pasa Ravarazar, the Mizrayat Mitocha. The Chayish, and he's afraid for, we'll see what he says in a second about that. He gives you a chash. There's going to be something that's going to go wrong. Hachinami Yesh Rigzor Kam Chasima Shalom Shema to Ksiva Shalom Shema. It ends with that. It starts and ends with that. What is the problem of Chasim Shalom Shema in the Gemara Mizud Mitocho? Just as Rav Elazar would passel in the case of Krov Mupsulim and tells you what the chash over there is, yeah. So too, there's a problem in Chasim Shalom Shema Yesh Ligzor. In other words, that alone is the problem. Yeah, the problem is you might come through Ksiva Shelo Lishma. So there's no two ways about it. In Tosa Rush, the problem ends with the fact that it might come through Ksiva Shelo Lishma. That's not just a stepping stone to now say, given the fact that it's Pasul Chasima, it's Pasul Rava, you might learn. Clearly that's not the Pshat Tosa Rush. Now, let's think about this. Why didn't Tosa Rush say like that? Work like this. Why not? So, l'chora, we could say the following. We just had a question. If you have a chasima shelo lishma, does that automatically mean that I have a psul in the edus of the get, in its definition of sefer krisis? Maybe o chasima shelo lishma means is that I don't have the koach garish in through what I have here, Shelo Lishma. Shelo Lishma is so in affecting Gerishin through something that's Shelo Lishma in the get. But in terms of speaking about Gerishin, in terms of its status as a shtar, as a Sefer Krisus, Shelo Lishma in no way is a deficiency. Shelo Lishma can still tell me about the story, but I can't create Gerishin with a Shelo Lishma in the get. It's a problem in the Gerishin. No, if that were true, Chasima Shelo Lishma never relates to the edus of the shtar, to the raya of the shtar gerushin. Then l'chora, Tosa Rush could not say that I'm going to have a gzeira that you might rely the raya on this Chasima Shelo Lishma. Why? What's wrong with that? What?
What
is your problem? So now, so what? So that's the case. So what is it? Stomach Zera! Wait a second. Stomach Zera. So Mizuyat Mitocho is a catch-all phrase? Rosh Hashanah's point? Catch-all phrase, anytime I have a problem. It's also hard, right? So how does it fit Mizuyat Mitocho? The question we asked in Tosis. If it's not
that you can rely on it, l'raya, and you might rely on l'raya, so it's similar to the case of karvo pasul. Then stam gzeira by chasima shelo lishma atuk siva shelo lishma is called mizrit mitocha. But there's something else. If you want to be medayik in Tosa Rush, you'll notice something else which is very striking. In terms of the question, when he phrases the question, Tosa Rush says, I understand when it comes to karvo pasul, din hulim nifsal, dilma asir mismach arayu, uapuke mamon al pian, and so on. What does he mean there? There I understand the problem. The problem is, din hulim nifsal, dilma asir mismach arayu. What does that mean? The problem is, what might you do? What rest you do what? Rely on what? Rely on them for what? For what?
To test.
No, in other words, no. No. In the beginning? Why do you say that?
Al-Pihem.
You think he means in the beginning? Rafuki Mamon Al-Pihem. Achashim Musa Eidim Isira. The Mismachala. You think from the very beginning that's what he means? You think when you read it in the beginning, before you got to the end of Tosa Rush, you read the words the Mismach Arayu, and you said he means not the same thing as Tosas. Tosas says the Mismach Arayu Rasiya Rotsi Maman Al Piyam. Same Russian. What's Tosas Russian? What does Tosas mean? What does Tosas mean? Same thing. Tosas Al Piyam, I would imagine it could be a Maritza. I mean, Al Piyam. In a star, that's Eidus. So if you rely on the Eidus of the star, then that's called Al Piyam. It tells us the way of speaking. Now, with Al Piyam, you can use it as a riot. I hear it. You want to say something new in Tosas too? L'chora, l'mismach harayu, rasiya l'hotri maman Al Piyam, I would think it would mean that you're going to use it as a riot. I mean, even the Russian, I think in Tosa Rush in the beginning, Achashi Amusu Eidim Sira. I mean, what else could he mean but a riot? No, I don't even know how you could say otherwise. Look at the Russian. In Tosa's new, I'm not sure. Maybe in Tosa's you could say, but in the Russian, Achashi Amusu Eidim, what are we talking about? What are you going to do? The story took place. The Gershon took place. They had Eidim Sira. Now they die. What's the takala? Says the Tosa Rush. Karva pasul were on the death. What's the takala? Why are we passing? Dil ma'asi the mismach alai rapuki mamona al pm or puki mamona. Okay, so stam a star ova with Eidi Masira and clove him on the star. Rapuki mamona al pm achashiya musu Eidi Masira yomim zayat. The Eidi Masira are not here. What are you going to do now? You're not getting the Sira. How are you going to be able to collect the money? You're going to look at the star. You're going to use the Eidus Hasim. Yeah, it's clear he means that. And for sure, Tosfos also has to mean that. No? The whole Pcheshbon, Adavishadavar Emes. The whole Pcheshbon of Tosfos. What is this? Adavar Emes. It's not doing with the Sira here. It's talking about Raya. Clear. Abishadavar Emes English was clear. I take back what I said. Tosus has to mean this also. Leraya. It doesn't use the word Leraya. What else could it mean? Here in those words, Achashim Musa Eidim Sira. So clearly talking about the issue here with Adim Sira, you use the Chasim as a Raya. Alpia means that they use them as a Raya. And the fact that they're comparing it to the case of Psak Bezdin Alpi, that it has to be a discussion. What are we talking about? We're talking about using them to be made that we can pass in a Raya based on it. Okay, so I think it's clear in the beginning of the Tosa Rush, the Kasha was based on the fact that, look, Karev Apostle, I understand. Here the Psul is, you're going to rely on Lirai. However, when it comes to here, so the Edom were written, Shalom Ishma, so what's the big deal? The Kasha of Edom. Yeah? And then when does he come? And he says in the Teretz, the Nirul of Farish, the Kihechi, the Apostle, Rabbi Raza, the Mizuyat Mitochem. V'chayish doma asirim sardif nevi chasima hachinami yesh nigzatar chasima tu shloshma tu shiva shloshma. So he comes away with the Teretz Tosfos at the end, and as we're medayik in the Russian here, this is not a stepping stone to something else. This is it. The gzera is chasima shloshma is pasul because of ksiva shloshma. But how does the Rush formulate it? that just as Rav Elazar passes Leib Mitocho because he's afraid you're going to be Moser B'fnei Edei Chasima, that you use these Edei Chasima as Edei Mesira, so too Rav Gozer Chasima Shemot Elisish. Why, when the Rush comes with his teretz in the end, does he change the nature of the Tzum Leib Mitocho in the classic case of Karav Pasa? In the outset, he learned that the problem was that you'll be relying on them to be Motsi Mammon, Al-Piyam, and so on, after they did Mesira, die or leave, and it means you use them as a Raya, and that is improper because it's Beis Din should go through proper due channels of Kosher Eidim to Paskin. And that was the problem with Leib Mitocho. When he comes to the Teretz and explains what's the problem over here, he says, just as Avraham Elazar passes Leib Mitocho, because you might come to be Moser b'fnei dizei dechasima who are pasul by klovim p'tulim, so too it goes a chasima to k'siva shalosh. Why did the Rush have to change the classification of the Mitocho and what the Tako was there in order to answer up over here? Okay, so two things we see. Number one, for the Rush, it ends with the fact that Zegzera Chasima Toksiva. But in explaining that, he creates an equation between the Mesirut Mitocho that you might come to be Moser Bifneim, whereas in the very outset he only says that you might come to be Samach Arayim. Why he says? So, L'chola, the answer is Haguf. The Rush wants to understand how this fits with Mesirut Mitocho. How do you classify this as Mesirut Mitocho? Were I to assume that the problems with Mitocho and Karav Pasul you use it L'raya, then you have to assume that they're Pasul L'raya over here. And the rest says, what do you mean? It's Chasima, the Edom Tsheirim. Why is it? What's the problem of L'raya? What's the problem with Mitocho? We'll see in a minute. Says the Rush, no, the problem is Chasima Atoksiva. But to say that, you can't simply say, and the problem in Karav Pasul is you might come to use them L'raya. What's the connection? So this Gzeira, that Gzeira. The Teretz is, the issue of using them L'raya is a technical, extrinsic issue. It's not a problem. It might come out a Mechshol that based on Paskin Shalom P.A. discussion. So that Mechshol, that Gzeira, should suddenly give us a right to suddenly assume that there's such a Gzeira, Chasima Toksiva. What does one have to do with the other? The Teretz is, there's a similarity here. The problem over there by Karav Pasul was not Stan, it might come to some problem in general. It's the following. When I have Edim Sulim, I don't need the Chasima in the Stan. I can do with Edim Asira. So in a certain sense, what's the problem? So with the Edom Apostle, the Teretz is, but there is something in the get that is Ma'akev. Chasima is not Ma'akev. What is Ma'akev? Two things are Ma'akev. Mesira and Chasima. The pagam, the deficiency, the problem that I have in the Chasima can spill over to a part that is indispensable to the get. The Mesira is critical to the get for Avalazim. So true, the Chasima is not, but having Chasimas Edim Surim can translate into a problem in the Mesira. Why? I can use, in other words, Mesira is a critical part of the get. I can use these Edim for Mesira. Maybe not here, maybe in general, but a Mesira can be affected by this. A critical part of the get can be affected through Chasimas Edim. And that's the nature of the problems with Mitocho. That the deficiency that I have in the part that's not necessary, although I can simply ignore it, but I can't ignore it because I look at that, I say that can impact in some way on the Chel Kaget that is critical. On the Chel Kashtar that is critical. Says the Rosh, just as I find in Mizuit Mitocho and Karav Pasul, that I look at the problem of the Chasima and I say, true, in and of itself, it doesn't bother me. But that problem could spread to affect the part that is critical to the get, to the Mesira. I could be Moser in front of it, such Eidim. And therefore, using Eidi Chasima, that apostle, can lead to having a Mesira that's apostle. So too, Rav Elazar will pass Chasima Shlo Lishma, because having Chasima Shlo Lishma, even though there's no real problem here, But what can happen, it can spill over to affect the chelk haget that is critical to ksiv. So by changing the way understanding mizuyif mitochum by karvo pasul, the Rashi has now allowed us to understand the nature of the problem of why there's such a comparison between one zera and the other. The answer is, I don't need this part, and there's nothing wrong here, but the problem is that it could spill over to something where there's a problem. Yaakov.
It's like too far removed.
That's the point. It's not so far removed. That's, if the issue were using Raya, then Mehecha Tesa, because I have a Zera, I'll be using these Raya, and that's a problem of due process for Beis Din. So that problem shows me that I should also make a problem of Ksimah Shulah Shema than Ksimah Shulah Shema. Why should I compare one with the other? The answer is there's a mahalach here. The Mezuzah Tochum means that even the part that's not problematic, the Edson, but that issue, that problem, were it to pertain to a chelak aget that is critical, would be an issue. So that's Mezuzah Tochum. Good? So l'chora, a different picture, according to Simash. The problem is the fact that I'll be at Chasima Tuxiva, but that is the parallel to Chasima Atu Mesira. Chasima Atu Mesira, in other words, that I'll be Moser in the presence of Deidu Chasima, that's the model of Mizuyif Mitocho, that the problem could spread to the other Chelek HaGet, and here too as well. But now let's think for a second. Good, there's a comparison. But if the comparison is really proper, then what does it really say about the nature of Chasima Shelo Lishma, according to Rabbi Lazar? Lamasha, in a case of Krovim of Psulim, there's no question that these are Edim Psulim. These are Edim Psulim. But, big deal, I have Edim Mesira. But, I could end up using them as Edim Mesira, whenever. Chasima Shelo Lishma, what's wrong? Rabbi Lazar! Rabbi Lazar says, the kashar is what? Siva. So why do you view this as Mizuyif Mitocho, that the problem that exists in the Chasima could spread to a more important part? What problem? I have a perfect Chasima here. Chasima doesn't need to be a smart card, nevertheless. So what's the problem? What do you mean it's going to spread? Elamai, no, but whatever it is could spread. But that's the Geder the Takana. Geder the Takana means I have a problem, but the problem doesn't bother me. But it could bother me if it spreads to the other part. Then you have an equation. Then you have the notion Mizuyif Mitocha. It means that the problem is going to spread. It's inherently flawed. Karav Apostol, I don't need Chasima. But there's a psul called Karav Apostol in the Chasima. But I don't need Chasima for Avalazar. Chasima Shiro Lishma, at the end of the day, Avalazar holds the Kasa of his Ksiva. So what's Mizuyif Mitocha here? Why is it called Mizuyif Mitocha? What's the problem in the Chasima? And the whole point according to the Rashi is that I'm comparing Chasima Shiro Lishma, Atuksiva Shiro Lishma, to Chasima of Karbo Pasul. In that case, I understand I have a problem called Mizuyif Mitocha. The definition here is a problem. I understand that it has a certain analogy, but what about the words themselves, Mizuyif Mitocha? So, what does this indicate? Maybe, according to Tosafot Rashi, there is a problem in the Chasima Shelo Lishma. Wait a second, Rabbi Lazar says the Chasav is Ksima. But if I have the Chasima in the Get, it's here. It's written. The Chasima is written in the Get. So the same halacha of the Chasav that says Ksiva Lishma means that anything that's written in the Get, including the Chasima, needs Lishma Midrash. So there is a problem. I have a portion of the ksiva, that's Shiro Lishma. What's that called? That's the chasima. In terms of the din of a chasav lo lishma, Rav Elazar, I will require a chasima lishma to the extent that there's a problem in the chasima, just like if I have a chasima of krav mopsulim. But, at the same time, that for itself would not prevent me from using the get. What's the pshat? I have a shalom lishma in the get. Why does that prevent me using the get? I have shalom lishma in the get. The answer is, the pshat is like this. Shalom lishma in the get means that portion of the get is pasul. Pasul to be megarish with. Good! But said, if I have enough in the get besides this that has a korach l'garish, so the gerishin can take place and move forward through the rest of the ksiva. And Rav Elazar doesn't need that the chasima for a get to be megarish. So I have a get that I have a chasima shelo lishma, which really is a problem in terms of the cheluk of the ksiva. There's a part of the ksiva shelo lishma, but it's a problem in terms of what? It's a problem in terms of the koach garish of that cheluk of the get, and it's not a problem in terms of raya either. The Rush doesn't say anything about being a problem with raya. See, that we're going to go back to the beginning of the Tosafot. So what is the point? If I have a cheluk of the get that isn't, that has the lishma, so now just ignore this part of the get that's still a lishma. Good, this doesn't have the power of garish. That's missing in this part of the ksiva. But the din of lishma relates to this too. It's part of the ksiva. But I have another part of the ksiva which is enough to be megarish with. So what's the problem? That's exactly the point. But this part of the get that has the deficiency, this problem on the level, on the other part of the get, on the mesira, would be a problem. By krovim of psulin, that is. And the case over here by chasima shelo lishma, what's the point? It could spill over to the ksiva. That's the point. It could spill over to the ksiva. So now we have to go back to the beginning of the Tosaf Rush. So what was the kash according to this? That the Tosaf Rush understood from the very outset that the case of chasima shelo lishma, there is a problem here. I know why it's called Mizayit Mitocha, but what was the whole kasha? But the Eidim are kasha. Zakti Tosa Rush, the Eidim are kasha. So therefore, Man Lano Mechashmu Be'edim Shero Lishma Kema Sheyesh Kan Eidim Mesira Ve'lo Asi Yudei Takala Da'afilu Antinasi Al-Pi Eidim Chasum Harei Eidim Kshayrim Hem. What was the kasha? I know I have chasima shelo lishma, but what's the mikshah? What's the takol? What's the problem? I want to use them levaya, so the Rosh assumes it'll be good levaya. Why? There's a chasima shelo lishma. The teretz is because the only problem chasima shelo lishma is in this aspect of the get, I'm missing the koach garish. But what do I still have in this part of the get? What's still right in this part of the get? The kosher eidim and a koach to be made on the raya of the get. And that's what the Rush brings from later on. He brings a case of shemus mufakim that you see that if you're not going to rely on them, then there's no problem with mitocha. What does he need that for? What does he bring that in for? If the issue was simply that Rabbi Raza says the chasav is the chasav, and if what's the problem? Ksiva doesn't require the shema. So you need to bring a gemara later. That you see that you're not that if there's no concern that you're going to be relying on them. What does he need that? What does he need? What does he bring from later on? That's not called mizlik mitocha. It's a guy that's signing on the get later on. So how come it's not mizlik mitocha? The answer is as long as you're not going to be concerned that you're going to rely on the get, there's not a problem. So here too, Eidim Kshayrim Hem. What does that do with anything? Here, the chasima is perfect. What's the comparison from later? The answer is no, the Rosh already is working from a certain assumption. The assumption being that a chasima that's Shelo Lishma, Rav Elazar is also imperfect. There's a psul in the chasima, because it's part of the b'chasav. But nevertheless, it's kasha l'raya. And just like you see over there, that as long as there's no problem that you might use him l'raya, you don't assume that therefore automatically the fact is it's still possible anyway. No, in any case, the way it comes out in Tosaf Rush, it's a different kasha than we said before. If you run Tosus the way we did, it comes out there in totally different tracks. Tosus' point was, the way it lays out in Tosus is, what is Tosus asking? There's no problem in the chasima shelo lishma according to Rabbi Elazar to begin with. So what kind of a raya problem are you going to have? There's nothing wrong here. Tosus ends up by saying there's something wrong in the chasima, therefore there is a psul in the raya, therefore it goes into mizayit mitocha. And the Rosh from the other extreme. The Rosh holds that no, there is a problem with Chasima, because it's here and again, it's part of the Ksiva, it's Jiro Lishma. But the Psul doesn't affect the Raya, only affects the Koach Ugarish, but I have the rest of the Get to be Megarish with. So why can I use it after all? Why would I understand the definition of Mizuyit Mitocho. But what big deal, why would they pass this Mizuyit Mitocho? I understand why they pass a Mizuyit Mitocho of Karbo Pasul, you might rely on it Raya. Why they pass this Mizuyit Mitocho? The Raya should be good, Chasima Shalom Shema doesn't affect the Raya. The Teretz says no, because just like we find by Rav Elazar, by Karbo Pasul, if I have a problem in one chiluk of the get, which doesn't need to be there, but if the problem could lead to a problem on another part of the get, the problem in the Chasima could lead to a problem in the Mesira, so too, the problem in the Chasima of Shelo Lishma could lead to a problem in Ksiva Shelo Lishma. It comes out according to Sarash, again, it comes out that the etzem of Ksiva Shelo Lishma does not affect Raya. According to Tosu, does. But maybe Tosus himself never meant anything different than that. Maybe now reading the Tosus, Tosus Kasha was not what he thought. Tosus Kasha was, listen to the Russian Tosus. Ma'in Shavuot Shmom Zid Mitocho, Hasan Bedin Nifsal, Asim Misnacharayu. Go on, Tosus. Avo Hacha, Shaha'edim Ksherin. Ela Shechasma Shavuot Shma. What does he mean, Ela Shechasma? Meaning, so what's wrong with Shelo Lishma? It doesn't say that. What does Tosis word say? Ela Shechasma Shelo Lishma, meaning, albeit that you have a problem in the Chasima Shelo Lishma, but Matakol Yishpach still should be good for Raya anyway. You can't be Megarish with this part of the get, but I have the rest of the get to be Megarish with, and that's good enough for Rav Elazar. I don't need Chasima to be Megarish. The Koach Megarish lies in the rest of the get with Eidim Asira. So Matakol Yish. So the fact that I can still use them L'Raya never affected the Raya Shavu. So Ela Shechas Moshelo Lishma. Tosis ends up by saying Mikomakum Ikal Migzar, that after we know that it's Shelo Lishma, that's Mizuyit Mitocho, why they pass it as Mizuyit Mitocho? They pass it because of Chasima Atuksiva. Now in Tosis I don't see that change that I saw in Tosis the Rush. That we don't see. Tosis is shifting now the classic case from you might be some of the Raya, she might be some to be most with me. And that much I don't see in Tosis. So that, we can speculate. Right? That we don't see in the Tosis. On the Afyurim and Bezo, it's very mashma from Tosis, that the issue of Zid Mitocho is that you might be most with me. There's a Rashi later also that says it a few times like that. Tosus here, we really don't know. At the end of the day, what is the classic Mizuyit Mitocho? You might be Moshe Bifneim, or that you be Samach Raya. Tosus Rosh, you see it changing in the Teretz. Tosus, I don't know. But certainly the whole flow of Tosus could be read the way we're Tosus Rosh. Okay, I've been seeing. You've been waiting before, yeah.
Is that way? Someone read it in the Gemara this way, that really... When it says Mizuyit Mitocho, it's talking about within the get. Within the get, there's going to be this puzzle, and that isn't necessarily making the get puzzle. There's just a puzzle within the get,
yeah.
which is then dealt with. The question is, why is that a question? Why does that answer the question that Rabbi Eliezer is boy?
In other words, all that's missing, let's put it in these terms, okay? According to what we just said now, Tosu Rashi, possibly Tosu as well, what's not in question is that a Chasima Shelo Lishma according to Rabbi Eliezer is a problem. It's a puzzle of Chasima. That's not in question. Even though the Chasav is going on the Ksiva, but anything that's in the get, including Chasima, is going to require Lishma based on the Dindo Raisa of a Chasav Lo Lishma. That's not in question. But it's basically on the same level as a Chasima of Karov. We know a Karov is a Pasala A. We know a Karov, a Pasala, a Gazlan is a Pasala A. But if I have a Chasima of a Gazlan, and I don't need Chasima at all in the Shtar, so that's what Mizuyit Mitocho says. That even though I don't need the Chasima, but if I have a Chasima that's Pasla Chasima, it ruins everything. So the Gemara is saying, so to here, a Chasima Shelo Lishma is a problem. There's a Shelo Lishma here that should have been Lishma. But the problem that Tosin, the Tosin Rosh, and maybe Tosin are wrestling with is, granted, but why would the Chachamim It's a Rabban, apparently, they assumed. Why do Chachamim say that it ruins everything? I understand by Karvel Pasul that they said it ruins everything. Why? Because I could rely on this L'Raya. But Tosis and Tosis Rashi is saying, but who says I can't rely on a Chasima Shelo L'Shma L'Raya? All I have is a part of the get that lacks the Koach L'Garish. L'Shma speaks to the Koach L'Garish, not to the Edus of that portion of the get. And therefore, the issue of Raya should not apply here. So why did they passel this mizleivni? I understand why they passel that mizleivni tocho. Why did they passel this mizleivni? The definition is not the issue. It's the din of this mizleivni tocho that is the question. And that comes the answer at the end. No, they passeled it because of gzorat tziva. And according to the Rash, what that really means is because even Rav Elazar's mizleivni tocho was something similar to that. That the pram could spill over to the other chelek haget. The Biskarov, as I alluded to yesterday, the Biskarov in that piece in Hilchos Gerushin, when he points this issue out, what is the problem of Shelo L'Shma in a get? So he says, get a nechtam Shelo L'Shma, a few lines here. Get a nechtam Shelo L'Shma, dimivua b'tosfos gitin daf dalet, dibra hamaschum moda. Okay, this is our toast. Dimivua b'tosfos gitin daf dalet. The Havya Edus Gemura, the Inyan Rayash and Esgarsha, a get Shelo L'Shma is a perfect Edus as a Raya of Negarisha. The Nimsa, the Be'ikar Hilchot Shtar Beha Edus Shebo, Res Kandreya Sakraba Mashanasa Shelo L'Shma. In the Ikar Hilchot Shtar Edus of the get, there's no deficiency in the Shelo L'Shma. The Ko Ikro who Medina get the Ein Kashel Gerishin Rav Getsin Nichtav Benachtam L'Shma. Avol Einza Medina Shtaros Ve Edus Shiva Ein Klal. On both sides. Where does he see this in Tosis? Tosis is going according to which Tana? Nevertheless, what's the Pesach Tana? It's Nevor in Tosis that the Psul Shelo L'Shma is only a Psul in terms of the Dinei Gerishin, that it's, a get like this is not kosher Gerishin if it's not Lishma, but it's not about the problem of Shtaros Ve'edus Shebehem, because Tosa says that there's no Takala, you could use it L'Raya. Tosa says you can use it L'Raya because the Baal Rav Elazar, there's no Din of Chasima Lishma, so of course it's good L'Raya. What's he talking about? The Biskarav worked shot in Tosa's. The second one. The kasha of Tosis was, Tosis already understood the definition of Mizrif Mitocho and how that would apply to Chasima Shelo L'Shma. Even according to Rav Elazar, Chasima in a get requires L'Shma because it's in the get. And if the Chasav says L'Shma, then the Chasav means anything written in the get, including Chasima. So because it did Chasima L'Shma, you need Chasima, there should be L'Shma. But Tosis was saying, nevertheless, why did they pass this Mizrif Mitocho? After all, what will be if you go later on and use the Edim that starts Shelo L'Shma? Is that right? What do you mean? The Torah requires, it's part of the Din of Chasav L'Shma that you have to be L'Shma? The answer is, the Din L'Shma is all halacha in terms of affecting Gerishim. But in term, and that I don't need them for. I have the rest of the Ksiva. Elamai Raya, the Edus here of this get is fine, it's intact. The Shelo L'Shma doesn't take away the din star of this get, the koach haraya of this get. It didn't affect the raya of the get. It only affected the koach garish that lies in these words that need L'Shma. That's exactly what Biskarov saw in Tosis, because he read the Tosis this way. So then everything else is going to flow from that. So the end of the Tosis is not the first pshat he said was the exact opposite of this. First pshat was they passed the chasima because Atuk Siva. And they passed it. What are the implications of such a psul? It's passed to do what? As a riot. Mimela, it falls into Mizrif Mitocho that you might be some of a riot. In other words, the premise of that pshat was exactly against the Biskarav. That if you have a chsima, Shelo L'Shma, it's passed to riot. And if he passed it, they passed it to riot. Everything we were saying until now, the first Mahalchon Tosus, was going with the assumption that if psul Shelo L'Shma and again whatever made that psul, Xayra this, Xayra that, made a psul L'Raya. And therefore it falls into the problem of you might rely on it L'Raya. That's how we came out the first way. And now after seeing Tosa Rash, we come back to Tosos and we see where the Biskarav is coming from. That to the contrary, he understood that the Din HaChasim was smoking to Rav Elazar too, Midin B'Chasav.
But big deal, that doesn't make it a pasul araya. The answer is, he has pasul for another reason. And in the Tosafot Rashi, you just see another point, that in saying that, he just wanted to show you why it's more comparable, more analogous to the case of karva pasul. There it's gzeira atu mishira. And here it's gzeira atu ksiva. The common denominator is that the problem can spill over to another part of the game. Having, now, a lot of what we just said, I'll tell you where it came from. It came from the Rashba. You see the Rashba, and you see the way the Rashba asked the Kasha, and you begin to think, wait a second, is this Tosis Kasha? The more you read the Rashba, you go back to Tosis, you may say, wait a second. Tosis may have been asking not the adept of the Kasha of the Rashba. Take a look at how the Rashba raised the question. Now, before we start in the Rashba is going to be difficult. Couple of things, just laying out the pshat itself of the, you know, where he goes and how he ends up. But it seems to be from the Rashba that Mezuyah Mitocho, the way he ends and the way he says later also, in the classic Mezuyah Mitocho, it seems to be that we're going to rely on these Edom Lariah. He doesn't even like the point that you might rely on them as Edom Mesira. This is the Rashba later on, in the next part. In other words, in Diva Maschel, further on, even the Eidei Mesira, he says, "The Gazvi Bahu Dilma Asi Nismach Alayu." The Gazvi Bahu, Zeipetoch is a Gzeira. You might rely on them. And then he says further that some want to say it means Asi Nismach Alayu the Masala Ba'atayu. That's talking about Goyim later on. The Zed Dachuk the Atu Kikaimi Kaman. Don't you know that they're Nachrim? So what kind of a chashash that you might give it over in their presence? So it sounds like the Rashba understands that the classic Mezuyah Mitocho is the way Tosis said it here in the beginning of the Tosis and Tosis Rashi as well. You can rely on them with that. When the Rashba goes through this Hochesh Ben Vayagimah by Olishma, he also comes back to this. At the very end, he adds a kasha on what he brings from the Rif, and then he says at the end, Ela, he says, Mishum, the Asi of Mismach Alayu Be'inu Hu Lishma. What does it mean, Asi of Mismach Alayu then? What does it mean? You're going to rely on them as a Rav. And that's the Hayu de Aminan ki de Rava. The Amar Rava Modavaz Mishum Mitocho Kuroma U Mishum Gzeira V'lo Mishum Din. That's how the Rashba ends up. Now, the question is, where does he start? Okay. And what is the relationship between the Rashba in the beginning and the Rashba in the end? And this is what gets everybody all in nuts, literally in nuts. So let's start with how the way the Rashba presents the question. And then again, in light of how we saw Tosfos of Rashi, let's see what seems to be happening here. Listen how the Rashba asks the question. Kashari, the lo shayach lemeiman, mizuyach mitocho, ela b'shechasumim bo psulei edus. It's not safe to say Mizuyah Mitocho, the words, the expression, unless I have Suleyedus here. Kigite Nashim Shechasumim Bo Nachrim, like the case in Daf Yud that Mar talks about, Goyim are signed on again. Or Sule Kurva, like the case of the Matana with two brothers in law, Krovin. Avokan She'edav Kisherim, the Edom HaKashim. They're not Pasale Edom. Ela Shalochas Mulishma. And he adds, the afhein einam tzrichin lachtom lishma. No two ways about it, he says. And Tosis didn't add that. And they don't even have to sign lishma. My psul ikar kevin de edi chasim alokait. What was the Rashba's question? The Rashba's question was, what shayach the whole musag of Mezuyah Mitocho? Tosis was asking, I understand why Mezuyah Mitocho is puzzled by Krovim Absurim, the Asur Mitzvah Chalayu. But over here, I understand that they didn't sign the way they should have. They signed Shalom Lishma. But Matakol Yeshbekat, that's why Yibiskav Rav went in Tosis. That's why Tosis Rashi obviously was asking. Different kasha. The Rashba is saying, what's the whole terminology, the definition here? Mezuyah Mitocho means there's a problem here in the get, in the chasima. I understand a karov, I understand a goy, I understand, but what about chasima shalom lishma? They don't have to sign, lishma either. But he saw this as kash of tosis, whether our tosis, one of the about the tirts of the tosis. The kevin to go nechta lishma, chashinan dilma chasma niyah chalok, yachatach kashmu olaga saget. Notice something very fascinating. What does he say? Does he sound like the Tosis Ein Lomar or not? Read carefully. Who noticed something here? Is this the Ein Lomar of Tosis? Close. Exactly or not exactly? No, but no, that's the Tirsa of the Tosis. The what? The cave of the Lunechta Mushma Chayshinan Dilma Chasmu and the Yachalak Veachakach Kosmu of a Saget. Listen to the words. What does Tosis say? The Ein Lomar and Tosis issue was, what's a Takala? Tosis says, the Isha Rina B'chas Mishra Shema Yavu Lahach Shiyazim in the Yach Mutchil of Yach Vilgel Agab B'chasim Masa B'chasim Lek Eidus Ka the Isha Rina B'chas Mishra Shema Yavu Lahach Shiyah that sometimes the Chosem Tchil of before the Ksiv. What is the Rashi's Lashon? Why is it called Mishra Yivni Tochel? The Kevin Shulunach the Mishma Chayshinan Dilma Chosmu and the Yer Chalak Ve'achakach Kozlu of the Saget.
Maybe that's what they do.
We look at this situation, we look at this get in front of us, and we suspect maybe what's going on here is there was a chasim according to see the Rashba's point. Why do I see here the Zuri Mitocha? What's the problem here? The answer is I look at a chasim of Shalom Rishma and I see here that maybe there was a chasim according to Siva. Chasim of Shalom Rishma is nothing. Rabbi Lazar holds the only chasim of Rishma. The answer is but if I see chasim of Rishma, I see already that there's a chasima that was called Siva. That's why I have here a problem called Mizuyit Mitochel. Because I have here a chashash that right in front of my eyes, a chashash that maybe the chasima came before the Siva. The Rajba's question was, what is the problem in front of my eyes here? The chasima doesn't need Bishma. The answer is, chasima Shalom Bishma presents in front of my eyes another scenario that maybe that's what you have here. That's the problem. I see here a chasima called Siva. That's maybe what happened. That's where I conceivably happened. Tosis never asked the kasha, the way we're saying now, that why is it called Mizuyit Mitochel? I know why it's called, because the chashav ra goes with anything that's written in the get, including the chasima. But the problem was, but why can I use it l'ray? What's the takala? Maybe the takala is that you might end up doing chasima according siva. That's why they pass on this Mizuyit Mitochel. Tosfos doesn't talk about the here and now. Tosfos talks about why the chachamim pass on, because they think that if we allow this, even though it's kasher l'raya, but there's another problem that they were concerned about in this problem in this chasima psula. I know it's pasul. Why they pass on it? I don't need it anyway, because it might come to that. The last question: why is it called Mizuyit Mitochel? That's because right now it could have been chasima according siva. Notice how Mamish Nishitasam, the Rashba even, he touched the Teretz of Tosis differently, because it was a different kasha that he was bringing a Teretz to. So again, it's very meduyik in the Rashi. The kasha then came up, to get out of this church. And he says, therefore, it remains a kasha. Our Tosis went further. Tosis, he had left it as a question. The Nira, the Mishum Hachi Kari Le Mizuyit Mitoch. This is why. Mishum comes to Rashi with the Yisod. The Yisod is coming to answer his kasha. Why is it called Mizuyit Mitochel? They don't have to sign, they don't have to sign the Shema. The answer is, wait. It's called Mizuyit Mitochel, Mishum Dilidi Day, according to Rabbi Elazar, Ksiva L'Shema Bai. V'chasimasan shel Eidim Mechlal Ksiva Sageti. Yeah, if you need Ksiva L'Shema, says the Rashi, Chasimas Eidim is part of the Ksiva. But the Rashi gives a hesper. It's already a terence to a kasha. Whereas the Rush started where the Rashi is already going to answer, whether it's exactly where the Rashi explains it or not, I'm not sure. But basically, what the Rashi is now about to say, that's the premise of Tosis and Tosis Rush's kasha. The Rashi is simply that alone. The Rashi says, if you need the chasav, lishma, then you need chasim lishma. You know why? He said, because chasimas and shel edim mechlal ksiva shageti. You know why? Why is chasim a part of the ksiva? Why? The Rashba doesn't want to say because it's yiyah. No, it's a lam desir. The pa'amim she'en kan edim esir. What would be without edim esira? The get zem is kaim b'chosma. But what are you going to use to tell me the story of the get? You're going to use the edei chasim. And that would be kashya v'lazer too. Because what will we say when we see the Eidei Chasima? The name, they'll be telling me something. That tells me, if it's Eidim that are Mekuyim,
that it's not mizuyif. Uvevada kedin nimsara b'fnei shayin. That would tell me that there was a gerish. They would be able to be made on the actual gerish itself. Ukedin nasalish ma b'talosh b'shal kitigun again. The edich hasimat are being made the raya that everything was done properly. The kevan the edich hasimah mashbuga get kasher. Since they're the ones that make it get kasher to tell me if there was a gerish. The vada mechag sivus aget. Hilkach kevan the hasim harei. And they could be, and they're part of the Chel Kaksiva, Ilor Chasim Rosman is in the Tokhu Karila. So, what is this? Just to give a little bit of a hesbih here, why does the fact that they could serve as a Raya make them part of Siva Saget? Let's understand. Why is that? Siva Saget is to make Yerushim. The Raya is an external thing, to use it as a Raya. My Inyan Raya Saget, to the Siva Saget to be Paul Gerushim. Just to be mazdi well, what does it mean? L'chora, you use a now to make chalitza. Yeah? To have a raya on chalitza, that's a separate thing. Hechatimsa for chalitza is a now. Hechatimsa for a garrison is a get. The fact that that you have something in the get that can tell you that there was a get, that therefore becomes part of the cheft itself. The chetz is, you give the woman the get, she's megureshes. The fact that you have something there that you could find out that there was a get, that there was a garrison, therefore it becomes part of the cheft of the Gerishin, therefore the Chash of Lo Lishma goes on that too. Why? The Teretz is, because what is the Chepsa of Get to make Gerishin? It's called in the Torah, by definition, what? Sefer Krisus. What is Paul Gerishin? The thing that tells me the story written in the Get, that is what you give her to make Gerishin. Anything that contributes to telling the story is part of what in itself is part of the Chalos Gerishin too when it's there. To the extent that Ede Hasima are there the Raya and the Raya tells me Gerishin, so that's also part of the Ksiva Saget, because Ksiva Saget is right Divrei Gerishin, right Sefer Krisus. If they're telling me about the fact that everything was given over right, so they are now an expanded version of the quote Sefer Krisus. Expanded, you didn't have to have them, you could have had a bare bones story. You don't have to have flourishes and extra paragraphs and extra things to enhance it. But if you have an enhancement, it's an enhancement that's intrinsic to what a get is. Not something technical in a chutz, it's part of the essence of a get. And therefore, says the Rajba, if I have Edei Chasima who will be here if you want them, if you need them later to tell me more about the story, they are part of the definition itself of Sefer Krisus, which is what makes the story. So it comes out the telling of the story, the ability to tell the story. If the story itself is what it makes Gerishin, then anything that enhances the story and telling of the story is part of the Chasav Latanei Gerishin. If the Torah requires Lishma on the Chasav, the Torah requires Lishma on the Chasimas Edim, which become part of the Chasav. It's a whole lundus, but it boils down to the Nekuda that we said with Tosa Rosh and Tosus without elaboration. What do we say there? That they assumed from the beginning that Ksiva needs this, Chasim needs this, well, Kodra Beloza too, but so what? The Rajba didn't take that for granted. The Rajba asked us a question, why is it called Mizuyif Mitocho, and came with an answer with a whole Svar here, that they're part of the definition of the get, and therefore you need Lishma on them, and that's why it goes Mizuyif Mitocho. And why is it Pasul? That the Rajba never asked. He took that for granted. Why are they Pasul? So I presume the answer is what he says later on at the end and in the next piece. Why are they pasul? So it's mizuyif mitocho, but why is it pasul? So the answer is the same reason karav pasul are pasul if they sign. Why is that pasul? The Rashi says because you might do what? You might rely on another raya. So it comes out that what did the Rashi hold about the question of a shelo lishma in a get on the Biskarov's chakira? If you have a shelo lishma in a get, what is the nature of the psul? Where is it embedded? Where does it lie? In the Edus, not in the Koach HaGaresh. In other words, the Brisk of Chakira, if we're correct, would come out to be Machokis Rishon. The premise of Tosus, if we're correct in Tosus, after the fact that Tosus Rush showed us how to maybe learn Tosus, is that there's, and the Lashon of Tosus, the Lashon does might even now lend itself to that. There's already a psul, I understand why it's going to be Zimitocha, but that doesn't mean you can use it as a Raya. That's the Biskarev's Raya from Tosfos that he brought, that it doesn't affect the Edus. The Rajba says, no, the Chasav applies to the Edin, to the Chasima, because that's part of the Chasav, because it tells you to use the Raya. and therefore you need Lishma and Mechasima. And now, so now that you need Lishma, so why is it Pasul? Simply because you might use it the right. Because if it's not Lishma, then it's not good to tell me the Eidus either. It's all connected. So that's great. Comes out that the right of the Skarab is in Tosis, and according to the Rashba, it comes out the exact opposite. We have to read on in the Rashba. The Rashba brings a raya from the Gemara later on. Fascinating. And here already you can start, you know, reading the dike. Teidalach, says the Rashba. Teidalach, he said on this Mahalach, Haget Shechosbab Nachrim Kasher Rav Shimon. The Gemara later says that you have non-Jews on the get. The get is Kasher because it goes like Rav Elazar. Rav Shimon goes like Rav Elazar, Eidah Mesir Karati. In fact, the Gemara, but Rav Elazar agrees, Mesirit Mitocho, answers the Gemara, Shemus Mufakim, you recognize the signatures, that they're clearly non-Jewish sounding names, and you won't come to rely on them in Raya. So what does the Rashba say in that Gemara? Every non-Jew, every psul of an Akum has another psul in it. Namely, what is it? It's not just that the Akum are psul Eidim, but it's also Shiro Lishma, Akum Adatid Nashikav. So what does the Gemara mean? That how can you use an Ashtar with Eidim Mesira that has non-Jewish Chasimos? Because you recognize the name, so you won't use them as a raya. Zot the Rashba Pshat in the Gemara is that if you're not going to use them as a raya because you know better by recognizing the names, they sound like non-Jewish names, right? Obama, right? A non-Jewish name. You're not going to use that as a raya. Therefore what? Lo chashina nichasim l'shma olo, d'rad mechlo shall get him. Zot the Rashba, that therefore if you're not going to use it as a raya, it doesn't go into the v'chasa. Now Rabosi, ask me a simple question. Is what if the Rashba holds that anyway the problem after that's put mizrit mitocha? Okay, what is the Rashba saying? Again, that the definition of mizrit mitocha is that it's called the mitocha here because you need ksiva l'shma. Chasim l'shma. Why do you chasim l'shma? Because it's part of the ksiva. Why is it part of the ksiva? Because you could use it l'raya. But if you won't use it l'raya, like a non-Jewish sounding name, then it doesn't become part of the ksiva. Therefore, you don't need l'shma. Therefore, no problem is with mitocha. Because it's not psuil. But wait a second. Even if it is mitzvah mitocha. So what's wrong? The Rashba says later, you're going to rely on it L'Raya. If you're not going to rely on it L'Raya, then that takes care of everything. So where is the Rashba of right to go deeper than that and see in the Gemara later another level, another layer, that it doesn't even go into the Ksiva if you're not going to... Why is it going to the Ksiva? Because it needs a L'Raya. Now, L'Raya doesn't go to the Ksiva. No! It's not going to be used L'Raya. That alone is why they didn't pass the Mitzvah Mitocha. That's how everyone else went to Gemara. Right. So Baba Shapel, we the Rashba have a right to see anything more than anyone else saw in that Gemara. Okay, I know I'm saying a lot in terms of not having seen that Gemara, but Ramaisa, that's a deal. That's an important question. If you're holding this question already, what you have to say is the following. There's two issues, in terms of Akum, in terms of Shiro Lishma. In terms of the Psul Akum, I can hear that just the fact that the names are not Jewish sounding is enough reason why they would not have made the Psul Mizrit Mitocho for the Psul Akum. Why should I make a low plug? The psul akum is only because they're non-Jews. I know they're non-Jews. I won't use them l'raya, so there's no gzeira. Shiro l'shma is more subtle than that. Shiro l'shma is more subtle. So the fact that I won't use it l'raya, but shiro l'shma is really so nicker. This is l'shma. This is shiro l'shma. It's not so apparent. So maybe, despite the fact that the reason for the gzeira doesn't apply, there should still be a low plug. So if the etzem shiro l'shma would be part of ksiva. I mean, if it's part of the ksiva, every chasim is part of the ksiva by definition, the fact that I won't be samach l'raya in a given case shouldn't change anything. Says the Rashba, no, but if it's only part of the ksiva because you might use it l'raya, you won't use it l'raya, it never became part of the ksiva, but there's no problem with shiloh l'shma at all on that level. So that would be a way out of the problem. Anyway, it's a diuk, it's a question. We have to do, maybe finish this on Sunday, this Rashba, and then go on to the next couple of Tosfos and the next couple of Marmakomos, and then of course the bottom toast is the Rashba right now, after saying this whole first Mahalach, brings a riff. You have to be aware of this riff, because we're going to see this in the bottom toast again, but we're going to say there. We're going to see the Rif for himself, but we have to see the Rif in terms of this particular dimension of the Zoyit Mitocho. The Rif Shita is that within Rav Elazar, Eidi Mesira Karti doesn't mean that if I have Eidi Hasima without Eidi Mesira, I can't have Gerusim. The Rif Shita is Eidi Mesira Karti means Af Eidi Mesira Karti. I can have Gerusim with Eidi Mesira for Rav Elazar without Eidi Hasima. But I can equally have Gerusim with Eidi Hasima without Eidi Mesira. How this works, we're going to have to deal with that later. The Rashi says, according to the Rif, I have a simple way to understand our Gemara. Why Mizuyit Mitocho? The question of the Rashi was, why is it called Mizuyit Mitocho? The answer is, because the Rashi says, I don't need Ksiva Lishma, I don't need Hasima Lishma. The answer is, certainly I do. Why? Because sometimes I need Hasima does everything. So the Chasab does include the Chasab. The Rashba presents that pshat, the Rashba asks kashas on that pshat, and then he comes back and says it's only a gzera. The sense in the Rashba is that according to the pshat that he brought for the Rif, it would be a din, on what level would Mizuyit Mitocho pasul, it would seem? Midarais. But since he asks kashas on the Rif, he says it's only mishum gzera. The question is, and what about the first pshat of the Rashba? So we weren't already, I gave you a little bit of a, you know, I slanted it a little bit. That the Rashba is going in the first pshat that's based on a gzera, as he ends up. Which means the Rashba basically is saying in the end that we're back to the first pshat. Again, all this is not so pashit. There are those who want to say, according to the Rashba's first pshat, towards the end, as a matter of fact, that the psul would be the deraisa. And what the Rashba says at the end and the next piece is all not like the first pshat or the second pshat. Comes out according to the first part of the Rashba, there's stam halacha midaraisa mizuyit mitocho. There are such shittas. The Rashba doesn't say. And the way that we're teaching it, the Rashba is already assuming that it's based on using it l'raya. That's the reason why it's pasul, that you might use it l'raya. Again, so we have to simply lay out what the Rashba is doing. Try to work on that if you haven't yet, or do it again. And then start on the next couple of toasts. Is there a chumash here? Chumash gracious. Thank you. The end of the parasha, toward the end of the parasha, you have the story of Hagar. Hagar was chased out of the house when she gloated over the fact that she was better than Sarah, she conceived. And then the Malach kept coming to her. And where was she? It says that she went out and she was found al ha'ayim b'derech shur. And then the Malach kept coming, haba adazarech, imachaviladben, and he gets a nevuah about having a son Yishmael. And then v'tikra shem Hashem hadover eleha atal kel ra'i. She called the name of Hashem that was speaking to her, Atah Kel Ra'i. Ki Amra Hagam Halom Ra'is Yachavei Ra'i. That, is it really so that I saw Hashem, I saw Malachim after having seen Malachim? The next pasuk says, Rashi says, Lashon Tema, did I think I would... Rashi says, I saw in Beis Shel Avram, and now I'm continuing to see. She was surprised, but she was noticing that I continue to see Malachim. Al kein karala be'er, be'er rachai ro'i. Hine vein kadesh uvein barad. They called this be'er, be'er rachai ro'i, between kadesh and barad. Says Meshech Chachma. Where was this? Was this in Eretz Yisrael, or was it in Chutz Laaretz? Tosis and Daf Beis and Gittin, right? So, Rashi says, Rekem and Cheger is what it says here, the Targum says, Bein Rekam and Bein Chagrim. So, Targum of Kaddish and Barin is Rekem and Cheger. So, Tosis and Mephalpel, is it Eretz Yisrael? Is it Chutz Laaretz? The Mishnah says, sounds like it's Chutz Laaretz. Kefiya Nira says in Meshech Chachma, that's Chutz Laaretz. So, she was out of Eretz Yisrael. Now, the Gemara has in Mo'kat and Chafei, and also it's Mechilt and Pashas Bo, the following. In Yecheskel, Chesko Anavi was Misnabe in Goes Bavel. He was Alnar Kvar. He was in Bavel. And he saw the Dvar Hashem. He saw Maisim Rekava in Bavel. And the question is that how do you have a Navi out of Eretz Yisrael?
usually Nevuah is associated with Eretz Yisrael. It's very, very connected to the land. The Kuzari talks about this at length, that as the Gemara says, that Eretz Yisrael is a makom for Nevuah. How can you have a Navi being misnabe before Eretz Yisrael was chosen, before Kedusha? So Eretz maybe you can have, but once, but there's a special status of Eretz Yisrael for Nevuah. So there are two things that the Gemara says. One is that he was already misnabe ba'aretz. Once he started being misnabe ba'aretz, so then he continued having the Nevuah out of Eretz Yisrael too. Then the other thing is that it was on Nahar Kivar, it was in a pure area of a Nahar and a river, and it was a Makam Tahar, it was a certain Tahara there, and that's why he was able to, it was sort of like a little bubble, even though it's Chutzlats, which is really considered to be full of Tumah, but the purity of a Nahar transcended the Tumah of Eretz Ha'amin, so she got Nevuah. So there are two considerations, two things that could explain why someone would be zochet to Nevuah out of Eretz Yisrael. Number one, if it started in Eretz Yisrael. Number two, it's on a makom tohar. So he says the following. What Hagar realized, what she thought, and what she attributed her getting Nevuah to out of when she left, was because, how could I get Nevuah now? I'm not in Eretz Yisrael anymore. She was chased out into the desert. The answer is, because I was getting Nevuah and I was in the house of Avram. So therefore, acheri roi, since I was seeing already Malachim in the house of Avram and the Shekhinah was there all the time, that's what allowed me to continue to be zochet to see Malachim in Chutzlitz. But then the Pasuk says, but there's another point too. That alone wouldn't be the full answer. Al kein karela be'er, be'er lachai roi. It was also due to a second factor, that it was on the Mayan, which is a makam tohar. A Mayan is a makam tohar, and therefore, in Chutzlitz, she was zochet to that as well. Just to take this idea of perhaps a derech ha-machshava, you know, many of you spent last year, or maybe if not last year, 2-3 years ago in Eretz Yisrael, spending the time learning on a very high level. And you were zochet, Baruch Hashem, I'm sure, to tremendous aliyah, to tremendous growth in learning, in B'nai Torah. And then you come back, let's learn, and you want to know, is there any point? Can I really experience, a high level of Madrega, Ruchnius, out of Eretz Yisrael? But this is what you see over here. You see that if you start in Eretz Yisrael, Nevuah, but by extension, any type of Aliyah, that's spiritual growth, Eretz Yisrael, you go to Chutz Laaretz, it carries over. What you took there wasn't lost. It might express itself a little differently, but it continues. It's like a certain energy that continues on Chutz Laaretz. But there's one caveat and one maybe thing to consider, and that is to retain a certain measure of tahara, of purity, whatever mayim represents. Chutz Laaretz, by definition, it pulls us down in many ways. There's a lot of distractions, there's a lot of things here that are very tempting, and there just well, maybe we didn't have those nishyonos. So we have to try to find the purity of experience in yeshiva. The fact that we're in yeshiva, it gives us a certain tahara, but even within yeshiva, unfortunately, there are things that also can be distracting and pull us away from the purity of what Torah represents and what it means to be a Ben Torah, and we're encountering that also. So we have to try to find ourselves in a Makom Tohar, try to find the Kuda of a Mayan, what a Mayan represents, and then the Nevuah can continue to have the experience that we had in Eretz Yisrael and the growth that it set into motion that continues to happen even as we're here. And no one should question that. There's no question that in experience that we have here in Yeshiva, one can certainly continue to experience levels of growth and wickedness, and it's possible, it's more than possible, to be aware of the pitfalls, and recognize that we're still connecting to Eretz Yisrael, to experience there, and we're trying to connect to the experience of Tahara that we have here as well. And with that, we shall have Siyat Lishmaya to continue on.